Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Again, insurance is back across the papers, certainly the broadsheets again this morning. We'll start with the Irish Independent first, though, today. Their headline this morning, domino effect, fears more insurers will now pull out. Fears really continuing to increase that this kind of domino effect will mean that even more sectors will follow the childcare and hospitality industries into an insurance crisis. And there's growing fears now that the likes of the restaurants and cafes across the country could even be faced with soaring premiums. And this is after business owners were in some cases notified that three leading insurers may not be offering renewals for next year. And the voluntary sports, the community sectors also feared to be next in the next area facing a major insurance crisis, according to The Independent this morning. And this comes really after it emerged that up to about 1,300 childcare providers were going to be hit by soaring insurance premiums. It's after the underwriter Ironshore withdrew from the market. And the government, now they have offered a one-off payment, averaging, according to the paper, between 1,500 and 26,000 euro. But some crashes say they face closure irregardless. And also quoted in the front of the Irish Independent this morning, I think the insurance crisis is becoming worse. Quoting the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin there as well. There's lots more in that story, editorial analysis as well, on the inside of the Irish Independent this morning. But that's also the story on the front page of the Irish Examiner too today. Their headline this morning, cafes ask for insurer crisis bailout. Jess Casey reporting this morning that, as I mentioned just there a few moments ago, the restaurants, cafes, coffee shops, they've asked for a bailout from the government, similar to the one given to the creches, after it emerged that four of the main insurance providers are pulling out of the Irish hospitality sector. And the Restaurant Association of Ireland has now warned that hundreds of small restaurants and cafes will have to shop around for new cover, or they could be forced to close their doors from next month. This is the RAI Chief Executive Adrian Cummins quoted in the front of the paper this morning, saying that the government absolutely has to match the emergency funding for the creche sector. It's very interesting that we've seen the creches been hit, and now this week four more insurers pull out of the market, he said. It's also more commentary from Adrian Cummins on the front of the Irish Examiner too today. And just interesting, the organisation that represents restaurants across the country, they estimate that about 40% of the 2,500 members across Ireland will be directly affected by this. And Adrian Cummins said that he is aware of one small business owner who's already facing an almost 150% increase in his premium for next year. Well, if you're a restaurant owner, or you have a cafe or a coffee shop business and you've been affected, we do want to hear from you this morning. You can get in touch with us on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. You can also get us on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. The Irish Times leading today with Stormont. Their headline, DUP accused of blocking deal to restore Stormont. This is the paper's Northern editor, Gerry Moriarty, writing that the Northern Secretary, Julian Smith, and also the Thaunishness, Simon Coveney, they've blamed the what they sort of describe as the so-called negative reaction of the DUP for scuppering a deal that could have restored the Northern Executive and the Assembly before Christmas. And Julian Smith said last night that four of Northern Ireland's five main parties, they were prepared to sign up to this document that would effectively outline an agreement to reinstate Stormont by Monday after the hiatus of nearly 3 years. But in an effort kind of to increase the pressure on the DUP, he also indicated that the British government was prepared to provide significant funding to deal with issues such as Northern Ireland's health service crisis, which saw, of course, nurses go on strike this week. And talks then on restoring power sharing began on Monday following the UK election. Julian Smith said he wanted to publish the text of an agreement last night or today, but that the DUP was not prepared to sign up to it at this stage. We'll have more analysis of that story coming up on News Talk Breakfast after 7 o'clock this morning. A quick look though at the tabloids, their headlines today. The Daily Mail leading with Verona, I've no regrets, that's their headline. The Herald, The Sun and The Mirror all leading with Lisa Smith this morning. She was granted High Court bail yesterday after being turned down by a district court judge earlier this month. And The Star leads this morning with a headline I'm sure the Gardaí won't be happy with. Football exclusive. Gartha Halls get red card. That's the headline in The Star. According to the paper, no new leave for the Euros in June. Officers told to cancel summer plans. According to the paper, this is so the force has enough resources to police Euro 2020, the tournament coming to Dublin next June. And there's more on that story in the front of the Star this morning. To some of the other stories, though, that you will be talking about today, the flu. Interesting piece in most of the papers, but the headline on page 5 of The Independent caught my eye today. Death toll rises to 8 as Dublin and Donegal worst hit by the flu virus. Dublin and County Donegal are the country's worst, what they've described as flu hotspots. Doctors warning that it's sweeping all areas of the country, claimed 8 lives so far this winter. The East and North West are the worst hit by the flu, while the West and Midlands have so far reported fewer cases of the virus. The majority of the deaths have occurred in people aged 65 years and over, and the AH3 strain of the flu, which is circulating, it can cause serious illness among elderly people, and the level of flu circulating actually rose again last week, public health officers fearing that it will be a particularly bad winter for the illness, and the number of hospitalisations also increased last week as well. The highest rates were seen in those aged less than 5 years old. To date the season though, 627 hospitalised confirmed flu cases have been reported. We'll have more coming up on that story though. Advice, as you may have heard Shane mention a little bit earlier on in the programme, from the Health Service Executive on News Talk Breakfast just after 7 o'clock this morning. Also, the weather, a story dominating today. Weather warning defended after storm Elsa batters the west. This story is in page 24, The Independent 2 today. Met Éireann has defended the status yellow weather warning that was then updated to a status orange alert just an hour before storm Elsa caused chaos in Galway 2 days ago, and including damage to cars of cinema goers who were actually watching Frozen 2. And councillors in Galway have criticised the National Meteorological Service after they were, as the councillors described it, caught on the hop when the storm caused damage to cars and houses on the Atlantic coastline. Labour councillor Niall McNeillis said as a result of the weather warning being only a status yellow, many locals were caught off guard and parked their cars for Christmas parties and also for a show of the new Frozen movie in a cinema in the city, ironically named Storm Elsa as well, of course, who is the main star in the film. But the swell in the low tide then blew waves onto the Salt Hill Prom, where the cars were then submerged by the water and pushed along the road. Some houses also flooded. And there's more on that defence from Met Éireann, page 24 of the Irish Independent to today. Also, to some of the other stories, though, that you will be talking about and hearing about this morning, back in the front page of the Irish Examiner today, it's fears over high rate of homicide probe failings. The paper's security correspondent Cormac O'Keefe writing that the policing authority is concerned that the high rate of failings in the investigation of homicides could be replicated in the investigation of other crimes. And the authority is also set to examine why the Garda Commissioner is not able to give a commitment that 41 homicide investigations subject to a review compiled with the European Human Rights Obligations, and publishing a commentary on the internal Garda review of 41 homicide investigations between 2013 and 2015. The authority's outgoing chairperson Josephine Feehily described the position as worrying. And there's further analysis of that story in the front page and page 5 of the Irish Examiner 2 today. Also a story just to flag on page 5 of the Examiner as well, IVF to be available in 2021 under the public health system. This will mean that it'll be available through the public health system, the health minister has promised. In the meantime though, 6 hubs are going to be set up across the country under a new model of care to deal with infertility issues. And the health minister, Simon Harris, has received cabinet approval for the new model of fertility care, which will have 3 different components. The first port of call is a GP. People can go to their doctor to seek advice. There'll be an initial assessment and also consultation. And there's more on that particular story, page 5 of the Irish Examiner as well today. Also, just a couple of other stories though, interesting pieces in the papers this morning. The Irish Times, you may have heard us mention it in the news bulletin there a few moments ago, it's on page 2 of the paper. Scientists question health risks from sausages. The World Health Organisation, their controversial blanket classification of processed meat as cancer causing has now been challenged, and it's following fairly a major evaluation of global studies by scientists at Queen's University in Belfast. And the WHO classified all processed meat as carcinogenic in 2015, including things like bacon and sausages and ham, as well as continental European products, so things like salami, for instance. But the Queen's University Belfast researchers found that not all processed meats carry the same level of cancer risk, saying that nitrate-free processed meat was associated with a lower cancer risk, and British and Irish sausages are not processed with nitrates, though many of the continental and US sausages equivalents are, notably things like pepperoni or chorizo or frankfurters as well. And some newer types of bacon and ham processed without nitrates are also appearing on the market. There's more on that story, page 2 of the Irish Times today. Just a couple of maybe lighter stories to finish up this morning. An interesting story actually in the Daily Mail today. First of all, just video games can turn a child into a gambling addict. That's the headline. Video games lure children into destructive gambling habits and parents should avoid giving them as gifts. This is an expert warning this morning, according to a major study by the Royal Society of Public Health in the UK, where they say video games have been normalised. It has normalised betting and gambling among teenagers. Interesting story, I'm sure you'll be hearing more about. And just on a final note today, Fairy Tale is the nation's favourite number one, despite the cursing. It's a regular favourite during the festive season, of course, and it now appears Fairy Tale in New York is the nation's favourite Christmas song. According to a survey by Christmas FM, more than 40% of the public deemed the classic hit by the Pogues as the best festive tune, and the famous song was followed by Wham's Last Christmas, with just under one-fifth of the population crowning it their favourite song. And despite its popularity amongst the public, the song has attracted criticism, though, in recent years due to the lyrics. There's more on that story, page 18 of the Daily Mail this morning. Reminding people to be careful around electricity wires over the festive period. We'll have the details.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.